Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. The big story of the week, deservedly so, Urban Meyer was sent packing from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now the Jaguars will eventually be looking for a new head football coach. We know they have Trevor Lawrence, a few other players that you could build with for the future, but there's a lot of work to do in Jacksonville. So let's go out to the hotline right now. Welcome in a Jacksonville Jaguars legend. And that, of course, is a former NFL wide receiver in Jimmy Smith, who is kind enough to jump on board with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Jimmy, appreciate the time. How you been?
Well, I appreciate you having me on because I was one of the ones. I was protecting the brand when Urban Meyer and got hired and Tim Tebow. I was all on TMZ, defending, protecting the brand, which is the Jaguars. If I'm in the Jaguar Ring of Honor, the pride of the Jaguars, that's what I'm supposed to do, right? Even if it blows up in my face. So I just wanted to get that out there. I'm angry because I was a cheerleader for Urban Meyer, and now I look like, I got egg on my face.
Well, here's the thing. There were so many situations that happened, right? And if you hire Urban Meyer, we know what he did in college. There were questions if he was going to work in the NFL. But for this to be this much of a disaster, like, I was skeptical of it, but I thought he would at least get through a season and probably get next year. And I just eventually thought he wasn't going to be able to handle the losing. But every decision he made, Jimmy, it was almost as if, and I don't think he was trying to get fired, but the decisions were so bad, it's like, what the heck was this guy doing?
Well, I was, I live in Texas and got a ranch in Mississippi, so I'm detached a little bit. I don't hear all the details. And when I flew in the other day, 2 days, not knowing that all this was going to go down. I talked to my friend Cole Pepper and Pete Prisco, and just I could see the sadness. It was just sadness. I'm like, what in the world is going on? What has happened? I mean, is this Urban Meyer thing this bad? And they're like, look, out of all the years, this is the worst it's ever been. So I'm here, and I can see just going around the community, and everybody's just so disappointed from having high hopes and being we're fearful that we have a generational talent. It was hard to earn that first pick generational talent. But look at how we're handling, I think when he wasn't flying with the plane and the video and the kicking and it tarnishes the integrity of the shield. And I'm the one to talk because I broke rules and, I've been suspended before, but that was different. This is how he's affecting an entire community that has such high hopes and an owner that is trying his best to get the right guy in there, listening to his people, you know?
Talking to Jimmy Smith right now, if you could have a conversation with Urban Meyer, what would you say to him?
If I could have one, I don't want no conversation. After seeing that video, I'm embarrassed. I mean, that's bad.
Now,
and on top of that, to read this article, his daughter is like, I'm going to turn into this Kraken to defend you guys. You did my daddy wrong. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's heartbreaking.
Jimmy, when you talked about it earlier with Trevor Lawrence, so you have the number one pick, and obviously this year has been a disaster. What advice would you give to Trevor? Because when you have a player that young and you see this just be such a clown show this year, you wonder what's going through his brain.
Well, relief. When I walked down, I didn't see Trevor, but I saw DJ Chark. I saw Skip Richardson. I saw some of the front office people. The team was on the field. And I saw Miles Jack. All right? So I see in these players' eyes just like relief. And, you know, by me not being here, I'm not seeing, you know, I'm talking about from the front office of the Jaguars to the players, to the fans, to business owners, to Uber drivers. It's relief. It's unbelievable. And we look at it as a victory, as a step forward. You know, there was the wrong guy. You know, we can't hold ourselves responsible, but we're extremely disappointed. And I think the entire NFL community is disappointed.
You know, it's kind of crazy when you look back at it, Jimmy Smith, how quickly he lost the locker room. Because you've been in a lot of locker rooms, right? You've seen a lot of stuff. For almost everyone in that locker room, I haven't heard any supporters, to lose confidence in a coach that quickly. You know, it's mind-boggling to me. It really is.
Well, that's why I want to apologize for this interview and defending, because I don't know him enough to defend. It's just the fact that he was hired as the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Tim Tebow. Well, you know, hey, you know, I got to protect the brand. So I'm just disappointed in myself for, you know, doing that, not really knowing the details or knowing him as a coach or a person. You know, it's unfortunate.
Well,
it's about how you treat people.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
And he did a horrible job. He did not treat people correctly. That's evident. And it's not the first time in his career. Let's be realistic, too.
You don't treat people like that on all different levels. You just don't treat people like that.
So you have an owner who you know is motivated after getting dragged through the mud during this process. You got someone that we think can be a franchise quarterback. I'm sure you have a few names that come to mind. You have a guess or two or a feeling on who you'd like to see as the next head football coach of your Jaguars?
Well, I want to say this about an owner. You're talking, you know, it's unfair to drag him through the mud because this happened to everyone, you know? He's making the decision based on the masses and the we all got fooled. I was with it. I say, you know, great job, Shad Khan. If you go back and look at some tweets and stuff, I'm a cheerleader. You know, just to be clear that we shouldn't drag anyone through the mud because we all got fooled.
No, and that's fair, because if you want to say that Urban Meyer deserved an opportunity in the NFL, I'm not really going to argue that. And I give credit to Shad Khan, because you know this, a lot of owners would not admit that they were wrong this early, or, you know, you could debate if you want to say wrong or not, that there was a mistake that was made, and he could have brought him back next year, and then that would have even been more of a disaster. So I was wondering if Shad Khan was going to make this decision, and then you finally read the Josh Lambeau story, and you're like, all right, that was the last straw. How much further are you going to just see your franchise get clowned by Urban Meyer?
Imagine, you know, we're still kind of touching on the edges of, you know, pointing the finger at Shad Khan. Shad Khan didn't know. None of us knew. Had we known, it would have been the head coach. I mean, it took him coming in and to the NFL where everybody is a professional. These are grown men. We have families. You know?
Who would you like to see as the next head football coach, Jimmy Smith?
I mean, there are a lot of real good young talent, you know, Byron Leftwich, my teammate, when he was here in Jacksonville, he cares. I knew when he was in Jacksonville, his rookie year, he was there when the coaches were there watching film. I knew first day, I'm like, yep, he's going to, you know, that's what it takes. You know, he has sweat equity, and it ain't by chance that he's in a position to where he's the offensive coordinator with Tom Brady. No, it don't make it a cakewalk. You still have to earn these wins. You know, you still have to do the work. And he may not even be, you know, want this job. He may not, you know, why would he? You know, when he's find where he is, get some more Super Bowl wins. I'm looking at, we're in a situation to where we need stability, not a first time or first year head coach. We need stability. Jeff Fisher, Jim Caldwell, those guys.
How about Doug Peterson? Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl, you know, just got fired in Philadelphia. Doug, to me, I said this last week. I think Doug would be perfect for the Jaguars.
And you're right. We need that type of quarterback. But it depends on the relationship, you know?
Well, Trevor's going to have a big say in this, right? I know that's always tricky, but you got to do what's right by the quarterback. The quarterback's got to, after what happened this year, he's got to be able to get along with the head coach.
Well, yeah, it's got to be his input if he's going to be, you know, if he's a generational talent, you know.
Hey,
or, I mean, look, if his coach was Bill Belichick, you know, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
That is for sure. Hey, let's get to something more positive, right? Because we need to smile a little bit in this conversation, Jimmy Smith. How about your alma mater and what Deion Sanders did this week, flipping the number one recruit in the country from Florida State to your school in Jackson State and Travis Hunter. You must have been thrilled, right, when you first saw that?
You must have been thrilled when you first saw that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I saw Deion say the night before, like, I'm going to shock the world tomorrow. And when people say they're going to shock the world, you go, okay, what's going to be the actual announcement that would really shock the world? You know, though, when Deion says that, he was going to deliver. I had no clue what it was going to be. And I think it's great because everyone, Jimmy Smith, when NILs first started, and I love that players can profit off their name, image, and likeness, and they get a piece of the pie now. Everyone told me NIL was only going to benefit the big schools, and people were bitching about it. Now, a smaller school, right, Jackson State, historically black college university, FCS level, they benefit from it, and everyone has a problem with it. I'm like, it's great to me. I love it.
Well, the ones that have a problem with it are the ones who are not benefiting from it.
Yep.
You know? And who cares? What we had, look, there are people who had a problem with the way that it was before, when players are making millions of dollars for these universities, you know, and end up, once they leave there, whether they have a degree or not, you know, not being able to live that lifestyle from the sweat equity that he put in. Somebody else is benefiting from that sweat equity that he put in. Where's that money? It's only the right thing to do.
100% couldn't agree more. Your journey from Jackson State to the NFL, you definitely have an argument for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about that. How did you make it work from Jackson State to the NFL and all the obstacles that you had to overcome? How do you reflect on your journey?
Well, you know, it was how I was raised, you know. I had, you know, a good foundation, you know, and I was battle tested, and you know, my dad played in the NFL. My mom was an educator. I could have been a 4.0 student, but you know, I chose to put all that energy into catching that football and, you know, performing, and that was my dream. And I didn't have you know, I was a top 40 recruit, whether that equates to a 3-star, 4-star, or 5-star, or whatever. But back then, you know, in the metro area in Jackson, Mississippi, I was a top 40 recruit. I didn't get offers from Ole Miss and Mississippi State and the Power Five schools, you know. I only got an offer from Jackson State and maybe Mississippi Valley or Louisiana Tech. Well, the fact that my father played at Jackson State, you know, it was a no-brainer, you know. And I chose to go to Jackson State, and we had great coaches. You know, these Power Five schools, they're so stacked. You look at Alabama, you know, they're 3 and 4 deep. Guys want to play. Guys want to develop. So go somewhere where you can play. Now Deion Sanders, he's leveling the playing fields and he's making history. He's on the commercials with
Nick Saban. Yeah, with the Aflac commercials. Those are great.
And they have the signature of the, you know, HBCU band, you know, which is the culture. Man, this is it's inspiring, and you want to be a part of it. No matter what color you are, you wanna be a part of that journey, that historical journey. You know, we gotta start talking about Deion Sanders winning the Nobel Peace Prize because he's changing the economic structure of the South.
Jimmy Smith, we appreciate the time. Really good stuff. Thanks so much. You and your family have a good, happy holiday season. All right.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. There's Jimmy Smith joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.